Jimmy Lunceford's orchestra, featuring vocalist and co-composer of the piece, Trummy Young. I'll be back at 5 next Saturday, but now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, you must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. But the poet of them all, who will stardom simply raven, is the poet people call, the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon.
Welcome. And yes, indeed. And it's the Bard of Stratford-upon-Avon I'll be shining a musical light on via Anglo-French project Shakespeare Songs, who are inspired by the works of the famous poet and playwright, featuring the duo of UK saxophonist Andy Shepherd and French pianist Guillaume de Chassé. The sensitive playing of Andy Shepherd and Guillaume de Chassé, recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at last year's London Jazz Festival, and more from that performance as part of tonight's concert set later on the programme. Also on the show, new music including sounds from drummer Jason Marsalis not playing drums in his new band. And also, we've got Beethoven in the hands of bassist Dieter Ilg. And from Beethoven to David Bowie reimagined by pianist Eivind Aarstad. All those recordings and more coming up later on the show. First up, a brand new release from Reed's master Yusuf Lateef, and a curious recording that includes the likes of guitarist Eric Gale, electric bassist Chuck Rainey, and drumming legend and innovator of the shuffle, Bernard Purdy. The album is groove-oriented and indicative of 1969, and this is Eastern Market. Thank you. Eastern Market from flautist and saxophonist Yusuf Lateef from a re-release of his album Detroit Latitude Longitude. This album is often described as one of Lateef's most misunderstood recordings, but to my ear fulfills the desire to hear his signature forays of bluesiness, interesting horn textures, and a band that lays down a solid and infectious groove. Next up, a new release out this week on ACT Records from gifted German bassist Dieter Ilg, who follows up his last album, on which he reinterpreted music from Wagner's Parsifal, with the music of Beethoven, with Rainer Böhm on piano and Patrice Harrell on drums. This is Pastoral. Pastoral from bassist Dieter Ilg, and I'm certain many listeners recognize the themes in that selection and will appreciate the many gems throughout this album called Mein Beethoven, which is out now on the ACT Records label. Next up, drummer Donald Edwards, who was recently in the UK touring with pianist Joey Calderazzo. And he might be familiar to listeners as the man holding down the drum chair in the Mingus Big Band, who were also recently touring the UK. Well, he has a new album with his own music, featuring Branford Marsalis bassist Eric Revis, Walter Smith on tenor sax, David Gilmour on guitar, and Oren Evans on the piano. This is History of the Future. drummer Donald Edwards' History of the Future, taken from his latest album, Evolution of an Influenced Mind, out now on the Crisscross Jazz label. Up next, a very powerful trio featuring Gareth Locrane on flute, Ross Stanley on piano, and Naya Lynn on the vocals. They're known collectively as the Banau Trio. They make a strong yet gentle and cohesive sound, and this is how they are, with the addition of a special guest, Norma Winston. This is Upon the Hill.
Ah, 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 ah.
The Banau Trio, featuring the guest vocals of Norma Winston and Upon the Hill. The album is called Points of View and out now on the Whirlwind Recordings label. Next, it's new music from the youngest of the Marsalis brothers. Jason Marsalis is another talented musician from the respected American musical dynasty. Having spent many years as the drummer with pianist Marcus Roberts' trio, he takes a slight detour as not the drummer, but the vibraphonist in his own Vibes Quartet. This is Offbeat Personality. Thank you. Lots of twists and turns from Jason Marsalis' Vibes Quartet, and a track called Offbeat Personality, featuring Austin Johnson on the piano, Will Goble on the bass, David Potter on drums, and Jason Marsalis demonstrating his abilities on the vibraphone. The album is called 21st Century Trad Band, and is full of exuberant, intelligent music from a gifted new band leader and composer, and is released on Basin Street Records. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for tonight's highlights from a concert set from two highly celebrated musicians, the pianist Guillaume de Chassé from France and saxophonist Andy Shepherd from the UK. Their collaboration is called Shakespeare Songs and celebrates the work of Shakespeare, and in its full incarnation includes another collaborator reading the words of the great bard. During last year's London Jazz Festival, we invited Andy and Guillaume to the Jazz Lineup stage, where even before the concert, the audience were already enchanted by the sensitive lyrical music already being created during their rehearsal. Needless to say, in the concert, they took it up a level. The first installment of this set you may have heard broadcast last month, and it's my pleasure to bring you more from Shakespeare Songs with Andy Shepherd on saxophones and Guillaume de Chassé on piano, recorded in concert at the Claw Ballroom as part of the 2014 London Jazz Festival.
Thank you. We will continue with a song dedicated to Cordelia, King's Lear, favorite daughter. Then we will play the Wrath of Caliban from the play The Tempest. Thank you. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to play this music for the first time in London, since it was inspired entirely by Shakespeare's play. So we will finish this set with a song inspired by the Midsummer Night's Dream. Many classical composers, of course, were inspired by this play. So we wrote a song entitled During That Night. Once again, it was a great pleasure to play this music with Mr. Andy Shepherd. Andy Shepherd. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ending tonight's concert set, that was Shakespeare Songs and During That Night, written and performed by pianist Guillaume de Chassé with saxophonist Andy Shepherd, recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank as part of the 2014 London Jazz Festival on November the 15th. And for more information on all the titles played on tonight's program, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Thank you. pianist Ivan Årstad's interpretation of David Bowie's Life on Mars from the Piano Trio compilation Ballads and Lullabies, featuring upcoming releases on the German Ozella label. The full title of the compilation is The Magic and the Mystery of the Piano Trio, and is a gentle and meditative album. Next up, saxophonist Phil Meadows combines his jazz group with the luscious textures of his Engines Orchestra for music that finds the common ground between the large and small band to enhance the improvising spirit of an album that is reaching for drama and presence in a very attractive harmonic and melodic setting. This is the title track, Life Cycles. The Engines Orchestra and the Phil Meadows Group, and the title track of their brand new album. Meadows is an accomplished writer and is ambitious for his music and musicians, and with this offering seems well ensconced in forging his own way. Life Cycles is out now on the Engines imprint label. Next, another strong artist in guitarist Ant Law, who utilizes subtle odd time meters and shifts into satisfying groove fills to create musical variety. On his new album, he's joined by Michael Chillingworth on assorted clarinets and saxes, Tom Farmer on bass, Ivo Neem on the piano, and James Madron on drums. This is Leafcutter.